Hi, my name is Sharia, and you're listening to a brand new episode of The Aviation Files, the best podcast for all aviation enthusiasts. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to all of you in the U.S., and safe travels if you're flying this long weekend. In today's episode, we will cover Lufthansa's unusual cutting of the A380 to Delhi in 2024, chaos at Heathrow, Air China's weird layover patterns in the U.S., Emirates' monumental milestone flight with sustainable aviation fuels, and Singapore Airlines' A380 returning to Auckland. So without further ado, let's begin. In June 2024, Lufthansa is set to make temporary adjustments to its flight operations, particularly concerning the deployment of the Airbus A380 aircraft on the route between Munich Airport, MUC, and Delhi Indira Gandhi Airport, DEL. According to data from Cirium Schedules, the German flag carrier will suspend all Airbus A380 flights between MUC and DEL for the month, replacing them with Airbus A350-900 aircraft. This move has sparked interest and speculation, prompting inquiries from aviation news outlets such as Simple Flying and CH Aviation. The scheduling adjustments indicate that Lufthansa's A380s, instead of flying to Delhi, will be rerouted to several major U.S. airports, including Boston Logan International Airport, BLS, Washington Dulles International Airport, IAD, New York John F. Kennedy International Airport, JFK, and Los Angeles International Airport, LAX. The airline has slated a total of 240 Airbus A380 flights between Munich and these U.S. destinations, translating to an impressive 122,160 scheduled monthly seats. Lufthansa's booking system corroborates this shift, showing no Airbus A380 flights scheduled for Munich to Delhi during June 2024. Flight LH762 on this route is instead listed to be operated by an Airbus A350, as mentioned before. Interestingly, passengers are presented with alternative options, such as flying to Frankfurt Airport and then taking an Air India or Lufthansa flight to Delhi. Alternatively, travelers can opt for a route through Zurich Airport via Swiss International Airlines to reach their destination in India. It is worth noting that the temporary suspension of the A380 flights to Delhi appears to be a strategic decision, possibly influenced by operational considerations. Lufthansa's move coincides with the initiation of flights to Washington Dulles International Airport, IAD, starting from June 1, 2024. This has led to speculation that the airline might be reallocating its A380s to meet anticipated increased demand and potentially higher yields in the Munich to Washington route. Lufthansa's overall A380 revival strategy is part of its broader plan to announced in June 2022, wherein the airline decided to bring back 8 A380 aircraft due to a surge in customer demand and delays in the delivery of ordered aircraft. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, Lufthansa operated 14 A380s, 6 of which have since been sold to Airbus. The temporary adjustment in aircraft deployment to DEL is set to be resolved on July 1, 2024, when Lufthansa is scheduled to resume A380 flights to the Indian capital. During July 2024, the airline has planned a total of 310 A380 flights, with Delhi once again included in the list of destinations served by Lufthansa's jumbos. This will result in an increase in monthly scheduled seats to 157,790 seats, compared to 126,232 in May 2024. In response to inquiries, Lufthansa has provided a statement clarifying that the temporary deployment of the Airbus A350 instead of A380 on the Munich to Delhi route is due to operational reasons. The airline reassures that India remains an important market for Lufthansa, expressing anticipation for the prompt return of the A380 to Delhi. Now, let's take a look at the chaos that ensued at Heathrow Airport just a couple days ago. In the post-pandemic landscape of commercial aviation, operational disruptions at major airports have become increasingly linked to staffing issues. Whether in the cockpit, at the gates, or within the air traffic control, London Heathrow Airport, LHR, among the world's busiest, is currently grappling with such challenges, further exacerbated by adverse weather conditions. On November 20th, LHR faced heavy winds that significantly impacted flight operations, making air traffic control duties even more demanding. Compounding the issue was a shortage of staff in the control tower, amplifying the complexities of efficiently managing the increased workload under adverse weather conditions. The repercussions of these challenges are felt across the entire airport, with widespread delays and cancellations plaguing the schedule throughout the day. According to reports from The Independent, more than 30 flights from the airport were canceled since 9 o'clock, with an additional 28 inbound flights meeting the same fate. The toll on passengers has been substantial, with an estimated 10,000 individuals affected by the multitude of cancellations. The extent of the impact on passengers for the following day remains uncertain. To put this into perspective, Heathrow Airport typically sees an average of 128,000 passengers daily. Therefore, this has affected approximately 7.5% of the airport's daily passenger volume. British Airways, a major carrier operating out of Heathrow, faced significant disruptions, with over three-quarters of its daily flights experiencing delays. Other airlines, including Aer Lingus, KLM, and SAS, also canceled operations at Heathrow, compounding the overall chaos at the airport. Authorities are actively working to restore normalcy and compensating those affected, as highlighted in a statement from the National Air Traffic Services, NATS. And I quote, "We expect the situation to improve this afternoon. We are working hard to minimize disruption and working closely with Heathrow Airport and airlines," end quote. This statement was released 3 days ago, and passengers who have missed flights are advised to check with their respective airlines for guidance on alternative arrangements, potentially catching a later flight or rescheduling for the following day. While there has been speculation about the potential decline of Heathrow in favor of other London area airports, recent data contradicts this notion. Despite the challenges, Heathrow remains busier than ever, accommodating nearly 7 million passengers in a particularly busy October, a month that traditionally doesn't happen to be a peak travel season. In a testament to Heathrow's continued relevance, carriers are expanding their services at the airport. For instance, Vietnam Airlines recently announced that they were going to reinstate daily services to both Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City in anticipation of the winter travel season. Heathrow is set to introduce 11 new routes, reflecting ongoing growth in demand. However, a couple days ago's incident, characterized by adverse weather conditions compounded by staffing shortages, serves as a cautionary sign for the airport as it heads into an inevitable busy winter season. The necessity for continual expansion, both in terms of infrastructure and personnel, is underscored by the challenges faced during this disruption. Now we move to Air China, always somewhat of a peculiar airline, but now even more. Let's analyze the recent flight patterns to the US East Coast. In a noteworthy development in the aviation industry, Air China, a prominent member of the Star Alliance, is set to revive its Beijing to Washington Dulles route, a service that has been inactive since February 2020. Amid the ongoing recovery of the US-China aviation market, which has seen a 63% reduction in seats for sale compared to pre-pandemic levels, Air China stands out as the second largest operator in this segment, trailing only behind United. The resumption of the Beijing to Washington route is scheduled to commence on November 21st, operating on Tuesdays and Saturdays. However, it's worth noting that the frequency of flights remains below the levels observed in November 2019, showcasing the ongoing challenges in the aviation industry. Despite the reduction in flight frequencies, Air China's strategic decision to reintroduce this route underscores its commitment to navigating the complexities of the recovering market. The route itself is distinctive, with the journey from Beijing to Washington Dulles being served by the Boeing 777-300ER. The flight path includes a layover in Los Angeles during the return leg to Asia. Notably, the entire journey spans approximately 6,921 miles or 11,138 kilometers and takes about 22 hours and 35 minutes, making it comparable in duration to other one-stop options available in the market. One interesting aspect of this route is the domestic leg from Dulles to Los Angeles, where Air China does not possess traffic rights. Despite this limitation, the Los Angeles to Beijing segment is open for booking, providing passengers with a unique international travel operation. Looking at Air China's broader U.S. network from November 19th to the end of March, it primarily consists of Boeing 777-300ER-operated routes. Notably, the last remaining 747-8 service was operated on the Beijing to San Francisco route in November 18th, marking a shift in the airline's fleet composition. A comparison of Air China's current winter 2023 network to that of winter 2019 reveals a reduction in frequencies and a change in aircraft types for certain routes. The Beijing-Los Angeles route, for instance, has doubled daily flights in 2019, whereas it is currently served by 3 weekly Terminator services. Moreover, there is uncertainty surrounding the return of routes to Newark and Houston, further highlighting the dynamic nature of the aviation industry. In the broader context, Air China's decision to revive this particular route signifies a strategic move in response to evolving market conditions. As the airline industry continues to grapple with the aftermath of the pandemic, such developments offer insights into carriers' adaptive strategies and the ongoing efforts to revive and reshape global air travel. Speaking of reshaping global air travel, let's take a look at our next topic for today. Emirates operating the first ever 100% sustainable aviation fuel A380 flight. Emirates, the Dubai-based airline, has achieved a significant milestone in aviation sustainability by successfully operating a flight with an Airbus A380 fueled entirely by sustainable aviation fuels, otherwise known as SAFs. This groundbreaking feat, which took place on November 22, 2023, makes Emirates the first airline to accomplish a fully SAF-powered flight. The airline collaborated with key industry partners including Airbus, Engine Alliance, Pratt & Whitney, Enoch, Nest, and Virent to make this achievement possible. During the demonstration flight, one of the four engines of the Airbus A380 registered as Alpha 6 Echo Oscar Hotel was powered exclusively by 100% sustainable aviation fuels. Emirates underscores the potential of SAFs as a drop-in replacement that meets the technical and chemical requirements of traditional jet fuel while offering a more sustainable alternative. The airline asserts that SAF has the capacity to reduce carbon emissions by up to 85%, a calculation based on established life cycle assessment and methodologies such as the International Civil Aviation Organization's ICAO Carbon Offsetting and Reduction Scheme for International Aviation, CORSIA. The significance of this milestone extends beyond the singular flight, as Emirates sees it paving the way for future standardization, qualification, and adoption of 100% SAF flying. The airline anticipates that governments will adopt broader strategies to support the production and scale-up of SAF. This successful demonstration also serves as a testament to the safety and reliability of these sustainable fuels for use in commercial aircraft. Emirates Chief Operating Officer COO Adel Al-Reda expressed pride in the accomplishment, stating that it is, quote, another proud moment for Emirates and our partners, unquote, as they move beyond research into the practical implementation of higher concentrations of sustainable aviation fuels. The ultimate goal is to drive industry-wide adoption of 100% SAF flying. This recent achievement follows a prior demonstration flight conducted by Emirates in January 2023 involving one of its Boeing 777-300ER aircraft. Notably, the airline emphasizes that currently, fueling commercial aircraft with 100% SAF is not permitted, with only a 50% kerosene and 50% SAF blend allowed. In addition to these demonstration flights, Emirates has taken steps to incorporate SAF into its regular operations. The airline has initiated commercial flights from Dubai International Airport using SAF, with Shell Aviation supplying the sustainable fuel. According to Emirates, Shell Aviation has provided 315,000 gallons, or 1.1 million liters, of SAF for the airline's flights from its central hub. Furthermore, the airline has expanded its partnership with Neste, a Finnish fuel producer, which will supply over 3 million gallons, or 11.3 million liters, of blended SAF in 2024 and 2025. These blended SAF supplies are earmarked for flights departing from Amsterdam and Singapore, reflecting Emirates' commitment to integrating sustainable practices into its global operations. In its latest financial report for the fiscal year 2022-2023, Emirates revealed that it used 8.4 million tons, or 9.2 million tons, of traditional jet fuels and 179 TONNES tons, or 197.3 tons, of SAF. This underscores the airline's dedication to reducing its environmental impact through the increased adoption of sustainable aviation practices. Emirates continues to be at the forefront of initiatives aimed at transforming the aviation industry towards a more sustainable and environmentally conscious future. Although I do find it quite ironic that Emirates, one of the biggest operators of a quad jet like the A380, an absolute gas fuel guzzler, is taking steps to initiate this sustainable movement. But I guess it makes sense since they're trying to counteract their usage of the jumbo jet. Finally, let's take a look at a change in recent Singapore Airlines A380 schedules. Singapore International Airlines is going to reintroduce the A380 to Auckland, New Zealand. Singapore Airlines has delighted aviation enthusiasts by reintroducing its Airbus A380 to Auckland, marking the first appearance of the Super Jumbo in the city since the onset of the pandemic. This move signals a resurgence for the A380, an aircraft type that faced skepticism just a few years ago when several airlines grounded their fleets in favor of more modern, twin-engine jet aircraft. However, the A380 has proven its resilience and appears poised to maintain a significant presence in the aviation landscape for years to come, unlike its counterpart, the 747. The much-anticipated return of the A380 to Auckland took place on November 22nd when Singapore Airlines flight SQ285 departed from Singapore at 23:01 and touched down in Auckland at 13:08 local time. This occasion marked the first time in 3 years that Singapore Airlines operated Super Jumbo to the New Zealand city. The airline had withdrawn the A380 from Auckland during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The decision to reintroduce the A380 on the Singapore-Auckland route was strategically planned earlier in the year. Singapore Airlines General Manager for New Zealand, George Robertson, emphasized the airline's commitment to the region, stating, quote, "For close to 50 years, Singapore International Airlines has operated to Aotearoa, helping to keep the country connected to the world. Redeploying our A380 to Auckland to help meet the demand for travel during the busy year-end period reinforces our commitment to New Zealand," end quote. Singapore Airlines faces competition in the Singapore-New Zealand market, with Emirates also serving Auckland daily using its A380 on the flight EX448. Emirates has been operating A380 flights to Auckland since February 2009, adjusting the frequency over the years. Singapore Airlines holds a dominant position in the market with 120 return flights from its base at Changi Airport to Auckland in November alone. According to Cirium data, the airline operates daily flights to Christchurch utilizing its A350 aircraft. Aside from Auckland, Singapore Airlines has been a pioneer in A380 services since 2007, becoming the first carrier to operate the Super Jumbo. The A380 has played a crucial role in the airline's long-haul network, connecting to popular destinations worldwide, including London Heathrow, New York JFK, Mumbai, Delhi, Hong Kong, Melbourne, Tokyo Narita, and Sydney. In summary, the return of the A380 to Auckland is not only a momentous occasion for aviation enthusiasts, but also signifies the enduring significance of this iconic aircraft in Singapore Airlines' global operations, particularly in the challenging landscape shaped by the COVID-19 pandemic's aftermath. That's all for today's episode. Once again, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for listening. Do make sure to support my podcast however you can, and check out my Instagram at The Aviation Files for more fun and exciting aviation updates. Until next time.